Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got our good friend Ruth King back. I know, I'm excited too. Ruthie's back. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityRevolution.com, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, and the book that you need to have on your desk, not on your bookshelf, on your desk, bookmarked and dog-eared and yellow things, yellow post-it notes sticking out of it like mine, is the Courage to Be Profitable. She's our good friend, Ruth King. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim, for having me back. It's good to be back.
Always a pleasure. And an absolutely atomic website, ProfitabilityRevolution.com. You can go there and watch all kinds of videos. I know how much you like videos, right, Ruth?
Yeah. We have more than 500 videos on all small business topics in the library
right
now.
So yeah. Check it out, folks. Good stuff there. Okay. Let's talk about how to increase profitability through our marketing effort. Now, everybody thinks of marketing as a sales, driving sales, right?
In the strictest definition of the word, it does. But they provide the leads and sales closes the leads if you
right.
want the strict definition.
But there are things you can do with marketing to drive profitability. I want you to talk to us about that.
Oh, absolutely. The first thing you've got to do is track. You've got to know what your numbers are. I mean,
yep.
I see so many people who, quote-unquote, try marketing, and they spend, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 on something, and it doesn't work. So, what doesn't work mean, i.e., they don't close sales as
tracking,
a result of it.
Tracking and testing, right?
Yep, tracking and testing. And if you don't track it, you don't have a clue. And there's a second thing. If you only do it once, it doesn't work. I mean,
right.
Everything shows these days that it takes 5, 6, 7, 8 times for you even to impact a person's brain with your message. We are so bombarded with messages these days, we tune them all out. We just
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the testing and the tracking is, the good news is with today's online advertising, you can have one kind of wording for one piece and a little bit of a different wording in the other and test to see which one gets the most activity.
Absolutely.
And if you're like me, it'll always be the one you didn't think would. the one you love won't do any good.
it's really funny because we think we know our customers, and when you start tracking this stuff, you find out you don't know your customers. It's really crazy because you have to go where your customers are, not where you are.
Right.
It was a really quick and funny story. I was working with a company on Hilton Head Island, and we ended up advertising on this one radio station, which hit their target audience, but he never listened to it, so he didn't think that it was any good.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality was, we sponsored the 9:20 stock market report every Thursday morning, which is what his customers listen to. Phone started ringing 9:22, and I made him sign a year-long contract. He told me I was full of it, but he renewed it.
Right. Another thing you talk about is calculating break-even for marketing. Talk to us about that.
What you'll need to do is you'll need to look and say, okay, how much is this marketing piece going to cost me? Let's say it costs you $1,000, and the gross margin of your company is 40%. And I can do those two numbers in my head. That's why. So you'd have to generate $1,000 divided by 40% or $2,500 just to break even on this marketing piece, whatever it is. And if the marketing piece is promoting something that's $100, that is $25, you have to get $25 of whatever it is, and can you do it or not? And that's just, you put it in terms of dollars and cents, and you say, okay,
yeah. Can
I do it or not? But if that one piece is, $1,000, sure, all you need is one.
Well, and the thing is, though, is this is a really good operating approach when you think about when you're trying to decide, okay, do I have a viable business to start? You could use the marketing approach and the profitability, combine those two to see what you've got to do to pay your bills. I was talking to a guy one time, and I said, okay, he was selling a big-ticket item, and he's wanting to start a business and selling this big-ticket item. And I said, okay, what's your average gross profit going to be on one of those? He said, about $500. And I said, okay, how much is your rent? He said, $5,000 a month. I said, so you got to sell 10 of these a month just to pay your rent. He said, oh, I hadn't thought about it like that. Yeah. I said, how many do you think you're going to sell the first month? He said, about four.
Well.
So that told him a lot, didn't it? And so folks, you got to think about that. And even if you're already in business, if you aren't thinking about your business in those terms, you probably better get started. Ruth King and I will be right back. Her website is profitabilityrevolution.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.